Simon & Schuster Audio presents From the River to the Sea, the untold story of the railroad war that made the West, by John Sedgwick. Read by John Bedford Lloyd.
For Patrick McGrath. Each was what the other had not chosen to be, the cast-off self, what he thought he hated, but perhaps in reality loved. Patricia Highsmith, Strangers on a Train. Prologue. A Tale of Two Cities. L.A., the only city in the world that goes just by its initials, like the self-assured global celebrity it is. Unlike Miami with its beaches, New York with its skyline, or Houston with its oil, Los Angeles is a fantasy of a city whose identity somehow floats free of mundane physical characteristics. All, that is, except for the sunshine radiating down from impossibly blue skies and the palm trees that rise up in greeting. Unlike virtually everywhere else in America, to say nothing of America itself, L.A. has no founding myth to define it, no pilgrims, no explorers, no pioneers. While most people have the vague idea that the city dates back to Spanish times, the details are lost in the glitter, replaced by the gauzy notion that it somehow created itself as a product of its movie business. It's hard to account for it otherwise. Although L.A. lies by the sea, it did not begin life as a port, nor was it birthed by the river that runs through it from the San Gabriel Mountains, or a natural resource like the gold that brought prospectors surging into San Francisco. Oil wasn't found until L.A. was well established, which is why a pump jack might be cranking away in a McDonald's parking lot. No, the city, in fact, owes its origin to something so foreign to its self-conception that it represents a violation of its existential code. It was started by a railroad. Los Angeles is a railroad town. Startling as that might sound, on reflection it should not be quite so surprising, since
Sample complete. Ready to continue?